Chris, how disappointed were you to concede against nine men on Saturday?
Well, it's great that you obviously bring up an absolute minor fact about us conceding when we've won the last six games at home and scored about a million goals. So, yeah, we'll be a little bit frustrated about their one entrance into our half in the second half, and maybe not talking about the 50 entrances we got into their half. But there you go. That's what we have to deal with. And we'll deal with it, you know, a lack of responsibility, maybe just a bit of a switch off from a couple of the players. But I think overall, the attitude of the players has been first class. To go 13 games unbeaten, to win six games on the bounce at this football club, is an outstanding achievement. To score the amount of goals that we have is really good. So, yeah, we'll look at the negatives. The big negative that we had from Saturday was that we didn't take the scoreline from 2-3 to 4-5. Off the back of some outstanding defending, some great goalkeeping, and maybe just a touch of quality at the top of the pitch, and obviously their one opportunity. So we'll deal with that. We'll speak to the players, but as I said afterwards, I'm not going to beat them up over winning another game of football and winning six games on the bounce.
Billy Sharp just keeps scoring goals as well. It must be great to have somebody finding the back of the net, and it's a huge factor in why you're up and around the top.
Well, I need to score goals, and Billy's an experienced player, and he's, you know, he prides himself on being a really good finisher, and we're creating chances for him, as we are with all the players. So it's good that Freeman's scoring, and Lafferty's scoring, and Fleck's scoring, and Basham's scoring, Scougal's scoring. So I'm particularly not bothered about where the goals come from, as long as we are creating chances and finishing them off. And but obviously from a confidence point of view, the forwards, and especially the skipper, getting on the score sheet regularly is a really good sign.
As you mentioned, you're creating chances constantly now in games and scoring goals. It's a good time at the club at the moment.
Yeah, it is, and as I said, sometimes, you know, we have to be careful that we don't, you know, the expectation level on the group is high because of the way they've played and how they've played, but, you know, you don't always get it your own way, and sometimes the opposition provide problems, as they have done in previous games, and it's important that we just keep our heads down and keep moving on to the next game, because the important thing is just we win games of football, and if we score a few goals in the process of that, we can be happy with that.
You mentioned about the situation at Bury. Obviously, David Flitcroft got Manager of the Month in September and out of a job mid-November. It shows how fickle a game football really can be.
Absolutely, been in it long enough, nothing surprises you. You know, bags of injuries, going well, bags of injuries, you know, best players not playing all of a sudden, a few maybe wins that have turned into draws and draws that have turned into losses and confidence leaks. But they've got some good individuals, and we'll relish the opportunity of playing at Bramall Lane. There's a few of those players that have played at, you know, Championship and Premier League level. So this is a dangerous game for us if we don't approach it in the right way. But as we've talked about, we have a group there that knows how to win games, that knows the pitfalls of underestimating opposition and when complacency comes in, and I'm sure they will police their changing room, and if they don't, then obviously we've got a set of staff there that will remind them of the responsibilities.
And a tough defeat for Bury last time out as well. Are you expecting a big reaction from them tomorrow?
Well, just, we expect, as they are and as they have been, professional footballers, that will go out and try and turn it around as quickly as possible. I know the assistant, well, the caretaker manager pretty well, and he'll be wanting to come and get a result. And they have a group of players that individually are really good, and they'll be hoping that they can put a performance together to get a result on Tuesday.
What sort of game do you think they're going to bring?
Well, they've got a lot of attacking players in the team, and you know, when they're on their decent run, I should imagine they went out to win games of football. So, but I don't know. I don't know how they're going to play. How they're going to line up? What changes they're going to make in formation? What changes they're going to make in personnel? With players being out injured, with players maybe coming back, you know, coming back into it. So, we don't know, but we'll respect what they've got and the players that they've got, and hopefully impose our play and our style onto them more than they can do to us.
And your home form's great at the moment as well. How important is that to keep up if you want to push for promotion?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it after the weekend that the football club over maybe the last few years have not made this place an intimidating place or and not had a rock solid home form, you know. And if you can get that, I believe that we can win games on the road. So add a solid home record where it's difficult to come and play, and we're on the front foot with a group that can go away and win games of football, then I don't think you're going to be a million miles off. But we talked about it at the start when I was appointed, that I want us to make sure that we win games of football in front of our punters on a regular basis, and we're doing that.